10 is interesting. 10 is states' rights now. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So what we're saying in number 10 is if the Constitution doesn't lay this thing out as a federal government issue, okay, that it isn't outlined as a federal government issue, and it isn't restricted to the people only, then the states have the right to pull that issue forward, and they have the right to delegate laws on that issue. This is the amendment that oftentimes will go to battle with 14, or with 1, but certainly with 14. When it comes to the women's rights movement, it was 10 versus 14, and to a lesser extent, 1. In the civil rights movement, it was 10, states' rights in the South, versus 14, and to a lesser extent, 1. And in the gay marriage movement, it is going to be, and it is unfolding as an amendment of 10, states' rights, to a lesser extent, to against 14, and to a lesser extent, 1, although, at least in that amendment, in dealing with the gay rights issue, the opponents of gay marriage also declare often that the First Amendment right of free exercise clause is protected by their protection of marriage, although that's a real, real stretch. 10 is interesting. It basically says here we go. The state is going to hand this out. The state is going to be in charge of this. Let's take the idea of segregation. Segregation was legal in the South. After the Civil War, we had a series of laws that came forward known as the Black Codes. Those were struck down by the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment said that you couldn't deny people citizenship rights in the South, Black people particularly. And so what happened is these separate but equal laws grew up, the Jim Crow laws. Well, they were certainly not, if you look at the 14th Amendment and compare the 14th Amendment with the Jim Crow laws, there's no way in 1870, 1880, 1890, 1896 that you could possibly look at them and say that they didn't violate 14. However, that doesn't mean, according to law and according to the court, that they didn't. And in the Plessy versus Ferguson case of 1896, Homer Plessy tried to enter in and ride in a whites-only rail car. He was 1/8 Black. The state of Louisiana said that violated their segregation laws. The issue went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that separate but equal was not a violation of 14, upholding the 10th Amendment right of Louisiana to have its own segregation laws. So here's an example of Louisiana saying, this is our right to deal with segregation as we see fit, and the court ruled that didn't violate the 14th Amendment. Later in 1954, Brown versus Board, in the landmark decision, overturned Plessy versus Ferguson and then said that 14 did trump 10. Well, when women got the rights to vote, states-ish said that they did not have to give women the right to vote. That wasn't their call. They were able to lay out the ground rules for voting without providing women that right to vote. And the 14th Amendment went after that, saying that it was a violation of equal protection and due process for women. And for a long, long time, that stood up. And the same thing is happening around the country with the gay rights issue. Proposal 8, currently the proposal which says that gays, it defines marriage between a man and a woman in California. It is on its way to the Supreme Court, and it may have the same effect on gay marriage that either Plessy did or that Brown did in regards to the issue of segregation. Either way, 10 is a state's right amendment. And oftentimes states will rally around that amendment when they are questioning or challenging the power of the federal government.